Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the second hour on this live Thursday, the 29th day of June 2006. Can you believe the year is already half over, more than half over? Or just at half over? Amazing. Open phones, I love it. The callers bring up the different issues, different items, things that I'd forgotten to talk about or things I'd wanted to talk about or things I didn't even know about. We go to call sometime and boom, suddenly the governor of Texas is on the phone. So that's what's fun about it. And informative, dynamic, 1-800-259-9231. A bunch of news we're going to be getting to as well coming up later in this hour, like the threats by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police to reportedly cut protesters' arms off while being interrogated about myself. We'll be getting into that and a lot more. Right now, let's go to Matt and then James, Sasha, and others. Matt, you're on the air from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Sorry, I don't have Governor Rendell right next to me from Pennsylvania, but...
Sure.
I just watched a new movie, Terror Star Man. It's excellent. It's better than Martial Law. I thought Martial Law was the best. I'm going to start handing out Terror Star Man instead. I got to get a copy of that and everything.
Good.
And I actually got a book yesterday about secret societies, and it had Bohemian Grove in there. However, it did not mention your name.
Well, that's fine. I don't care.
Well, I know, but I was just surprised about that.
Okay, what else is on your mind?
Nothing. I was talking about something about Iran coming up, where if they don't have an answer by July 5th, something's going to happen or something like that.
That's right. Bush is saying they don't have till mid-August. He said they've just got a few weeks, and that was about a week ago, or they may have to go ahead and attack them.
Do you believe that they're going to use a pretext or anything? Like, I hate to say that, but...
They could do anything. Our government could bomb some other nation and blame it on Iran, or Iran could get stupid and really could do something. I doubt it. Or that our government can attack Iran, and then when they fight back, it'll be, oh, can you believe them? They actually fought back. The greatest evil in history has been committed.
Yeah, it's horrible. We can't have these people in power.
Well, it's order out of chaos. They need to accelerate the crises to then get the power. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Matt. James in Virginia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Good to be here. I wanted to talk about a treaty. It's called the Cybercrime Treaty. And what this treaty is going to do is it's going to make it a lot easier for foreign governments to request the FBI to dig through you and your internet service.
Well, more than that, the foreign governments are also moving right now, that was in the news yesterday, in computer world, to get control of the web and put the web under EU rules that restrict free speech. We also have them trying to shut down Internet 1 and force us over to Internet 2 that restricts speech and bandwidth. So a lot of serious things are happening.
Yeah, exactly. This treaty was negotiated under something called the Council of Europe.
Yes.
And it was negotiated by the Justice Department.
It's being negotiated with the Justice Department and ICANN right now.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a slightly separate issue, but the point is a lot of the stuff you were just talking about freedom of speech issues, there's no what they call dual criminality provision in this treaty. So the only... trying to put this in words. The Justice Department and the White House, the only answer they have is to trust us that they won't prosecute you for hate crimes based in Europe based on what you put on the web. They won't investigate.
Well, our government's already moving. I mean, look at free speech everywhere. The Supreme Court rules whistleblowers don't have protection when they discover crime in the federal government or state government. We have them now trying to prosecute New York Times reporters that report on illegal NSA spying. We have them arresting people for wearing Peace on Earth T-shirts. I mean, there is an attack on the First Amendment here, big time.
Yeah, so what's going on is they're going to try to sneak this through and pass it through the Senate in the next couple weeks. And if you don't mind, I'd like to give out Bill Frist's phone number. So
sure, give it out.
It's 202-224-3344. Call and say you don't want the Cybercrime Treaty to go through on unanimous consent. You want a real debate. And just Google Cybercrime Treaty to get more info on it if you want some background before
I hear
call.
You. Good job. Thanks for the call. We'll come right back and go to Sasha and many others. Keep it locked in.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Doing the best we can, doing what we should, standing up against the New World Order, fighting them morning, noon, and night, burning the midnight oil, keeping the home fires burning. Holding down the fort right here from the Central Texas Command Center. We are waging war on corruption with our secret weapon. It's not a secret any longer. It's the truth. And their mountains of lies cannot stand against the truth. Welcome back. I love having open phones, just taking calls, because the last caller brought up the attack on the Internet, the attempts to restrict free speech, the attempts to shut down the old web and put you onto a new web, Internet 2, that restricts free speech and rips you off, charging you ridiculous prices. It's happening. Just like they took over the public airways, they're taking over the web right now. So we'll get more into that later. I have several articles on that. Let's see what the next caller brings up. Sasha's up next, but we've got to skip her because Tim in Korea is a first-time caller. Tim in Korea, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm up listening to you every night from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. here in Korea. I just saw your new film, Terror Storm. I think it's phenomenal. It's
are you
great.
In the military? Or are you a computer
guy? No, I'm not. I'm teaching in international schools here.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, welcome, Tim.
Yeah. Actually, the reason I called, I wanted to get your comment on, there was an article before you went to the L.A. conference about the Freedom of Information Act request.
Yes.
And you'd credit it to AP, and of course you spent a quite a considerable amount of time on June 20th radio show talking about this. As it turns out, I think it was not an AP article, so I was hoping you could clarify exactly what happened.
Okay, state that again. What specifically are you talking about?
The Jerome Corsi's Freedom of Information Act request, and you had an article on InfoWars about that.
Wait. I had three articles by Jerome Corsi, several articles about Jerome Corsi, and yes, the Associated Press did report and did pick it up, and the Associated Press did, in its comments about Corsi, come out and say that it, quote, appeared that that the CFR, that they were implementing a CFR plan.
Okay, I couldn't find an Associated Press report on that. I could only find it on WorldNet Daily.
So, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I know my guys are listening right now, and so I don't have the article here in front of me. But
that's fine. I understand.
I mean, I made a big deal out of it. I had, I even commented on it and read it on air, and it was AP.
Okay, I hope it was. I thought
no, it was. Similar. It was AP.
It was phenomenal. It's going to be a great wake-up tool, I think. So keep up the good work, Alex.
Thank you. How long have you been in Korea?
For about 3 years.
Did you know about the show before you went, or did you learn about it there?
I learned about it here. I have a friend in America, and we listen every night and talk on MSN about it. And I've been handing out films to the international teachers here from Canada and America.
Are any of the Korean people aware of what's going on?
Not so much. The Korean media has very strong control over the people. People here tend to be compliant. It's a very monoculture type of society. They kind of like to be enslaved by the New World Order, I think.
Yeah, that's what I picked up about South Korea. You really couldn't call it a free country. I mean, they're always arresting people for what they say about the government, or people are getting...
Yeah, that's right. There are a lot of protests here about local issues. I don't always keep up with them, but I do see, especially like the big issue is getting the military out of Korea. There's always protests about that.
Getting the U.S. military out.
Getting the U.S. out. And they're building what I believe will be one of the largest military bases here in Pyeongtaek in Korea, and there's been protests about that and people protesting about getting their land taken, refusing to give up their land. So they are active on these issues.
Yeah, they get in big fights with the police. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't play games. They put bandanas on, they have sticks, the police have sticks, and they run into each other. It's like Gladiator or something.
Yeah. I was at the airport the other day, and I noticed the airport police are carrying machine guns with them. I'll try to get a photo of that for you.
Well, worldwide that's happening. 9/11's been used as a pretext for that. All right, I appreciate your call. Thank you for joining us from Korea. Please spread the word. It's good to have you on board. To my staff, I haven't gotten my laptop back in the office since I got back into town, or I'd be doing the Google search right now, but I tend to not to like to do Google searches while I'm on air because I get focused on it and then don't do a good broadcast, but... It's the first time we had Corsi on. We had him on twice in the last few weeks, but it was the first interview, guys. Go back to whatever date that was, and under him, under his picture in the guest section of that day, I know we had the AP article posted in our format saved there. So just for that listener, can we please find that AP and repost it? Because that is important and that is a big deal. That's the only problem with Google is if you don't have something similar to the headline. I'm trying to remember the headline. Something like Bush enacting American Union. No, it was documents sought on Bush American Union. I think that's it. Documents sought or Freedom of Information Act request. Something like that was the headline. And it's the last two paragraphs that are key in it where the AP talks about the CFR calling the shots. And then, sir, you did Jerome Corsi searches about his particular article. And I guess what you found then was the articles he himself had written or articles written by other people. But it was the Associated Press. Sasha in Missouri. Thank you for holding, Sasha. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones.
Welcome.
A couple quick questions. And I want to thank you and news and your staff and a lot of the people who are in this fight right now against the PNACers and the New World Order CFRs. You guys are really putting yourselves out there right now. I really got to commend you.
Well, we don't have a choice. Somebody's got to stand up against these crooks.
I agree fully.
I mean, they're more than crooks. They're psychopathic, bloodthirsty killers, and I'm sick of them.
It's murderous. It fully is. And there's really no better word for it. Could I ask you a couple quick questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Any word yet on when the C-SPAN will air the L.A. conference that you guys did?
You know, it's driving me up the wall. When we talked to their scheduler in programming or whatever it was, but, you know, back on Thursday when they said they were going to come, and then Friday they confirmed, and then Saturday they checked it out, and then Sunday they taped about, well, to be exact, an hour, 48 minutes, 10 seconds. That's when I cut off the panel discussion. They said I could have between an hour and a half and 2 hours. Better to cut it off before 2 hours. And then they said they had told us before they got there, a separate group from the crew, that, well, you know, it could air as early as Wednesday. It normally does. And then we were told, no, it'll probably air next weekend on Sunday, and then it'll air two other times, and that does fit with what I know about C-SPAN. I know they didn't air David Ray Griffin and his speech at Madison for a full week after he did it, and they aired it three times. And they tell us they are going to air it, and we called them this morning. They said they've been bombarded by calls, and they do not know when it's going to air. And I tend to believe them because they don't even have the full schedule for tomorrow posted. They don't have a schedule really posted on C-SPAN 1 for Saturday or Sunday. But they say they're going to air it. It was powerful. It'll be the most powerful 9/11 information ever on C-SPAN because I've seen it all. They've probably done about, I don't know, five or six different presentations by people like us before. And I am chomping at the bit. It will be historical. They say they're going to air it. And I'm not telling people to even call them. People did call them and get them to come to the event. Now they've come and shot the event. They had a big crew there for C-SPAN. And so we'll see what happens.
Well, I certainly hope they do air it. I saw Terrorstorm. I love the doublespeak stuff and the 7-7 stuff. I thought that was great. I wonder if you're going to add maybe the Jack Blood interview with Tim Russert if you do another documentary.
Well, that's an audio interview.
Yeah, but the stuff in there was really revealing. I mean, Tim Russert was ducking questions constantly, and then he tried to pull some strange stuff with a beeping phone to get off the air.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Interesting. Listen, I appreciate your call.
Oh, all right.
You bet. Good to have you on board. Yeah. So the word is in on Terrorstorm. People really like it. That's exciting. It was almost four times as much money on this as I've spent on any previous film, and I'm deeply in the hole on it, but I frankly don't care. It is my passion. It is my passion to get the truth out, do the best job we can, the best graphics, the best information, from Chicago to London to Crawford, Texas, shot all over the place, and it is now available on DVD, or you can get it by going to prisonplanet.tv and see it online right now for 15 cents a day. Get a weekly membership, well, a monthly membership for $5.95, the cost of three cups of coffee, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free and download and burn copies of it. Great activist tool. Let's go to Jeff in Arizona. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, hey, did you guys hear the news? They said Texas is missing a village idiot, and his name is George Bush.
Well, he's not really from Texas. We don't claim Texas. I mean, we don't claim Bush from Texas.
Yeah, he wanted to team up with a ball-headed nerd named Dick Cheney, Dr. Kevorkian, who also wanted to team up with the Gestapo, Robert Swan Mueller III, and General Hayden to create a police state and martial law, in which you have definitely made several videos about. And they're very good videos, by the way.
General Hayden is in the new film, Terrorstorm.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, I haven't seen that yet, Alex. I'm going to be in Austin probably in about 2 or 3 weeks, and I'd like to watch that video.
Great.
But, you know, the government uses all kind of provocateurs, and, well, I don't know if she's a provocateur or not, but, you know, people like, the one that wrote the book.
Ann Coulter?
Yeah, Ann Coulter. To me, she's just the same thing as an activist. I mean,
Well, she's meant to make conservatives look stupid, to overall kill the conservative message, and then just make those that stay conservative or think they're conservative think that conservatism is something completely different. Oh, conservatism is tyranny. No, it's not. So they're trying to sell tyranny as good. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Jason, Ian, Tim, I'm going to really try to accelerate now quickly through your calls. Get ready. We're blitzing through them already. We're going to increase the speed here. Have your comments and questions ready so more people can get involved. 1-800-259-9231. You never know what issue will be brought up next. It's Wide Open Phones.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lay's Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com. That's www.laysmedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I thought it was too good to be true. And Tim, in Korea, you are absolutely right. A major news website out there, someone put AP on the header of a WorldNet Daily article. Prison Planet then grabbed it and posted it. We grabbed it and posted it, and that was not the Associated Press. You are right, and I am wrong. But I got to check stuff like that. I don't know why somebody took that article, changed it a little bit, put AP on it, and then it got all over the web. So we went and investigated it, and when we're wrong, we'll tell you. There you go. But still the American Union, still the CFR. The CFR brags are implementing it in their own report. Okay, there you go. So you're right, Tim, in Korea. Thank you for letting us know about that. Actually, Ryan had learned of that last week. He's never told me about it and changed it back to the proper heading. He learned of that from WorldNet Daily that was gracious enough to let us know about that, that a bunch of people put that out. Okay, let's go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Maryland. Jason, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks. I have two questions, but first I'd like to make a statement to the lower-level minions, the people who are implementing these New World Order schemes. You people are going to have to stand in front of the Almighty. Why don't you repent that your bosses hate you, too? They hate you just as much as they hate me. You're going to die, too, and then you're going to stand in front of the Father. If you repent now, he'll accept you. In the name of his son, Yahushua, he will accept you into the kingdom. My questions are, Iran, is this two-week ultimatum just saber-rattling to acclimate our society?
I don't know. Last time Bush gave ultimatums to Iraq, they followed through on it. But it may be a way of kind of setting the precedent that, see, we did give them warnings and they didn't listen. So, I mean, I think it's both at the same time, you know, to act like Iran's done something wrong and so now they've got to be punished.
My second question is, have you heard anything more about FEMA in the churches?
We are trying to get that pastor on. He's been under a lot of pressure. And I'm getting an echo network, and you might want to tune that out. Or do you have a radio on, sir?
I do not.
See, he doesn't. It's an instant echo network, so that wouldn't happen if it was a radio. But going back to your question about the pastors and FEMA, that's in the news. It's going on. We got the details. We got the internal documents. And they then came to him and confronted him. And Pastor Bush had him on and talked to him about it. And now the preacher isn't going on the air anymore. At least we've been trying to get him on week after week. But we know the program's just ongoing. But going back to what you raised about repenting, a lot of these globalist minions don't believe in God. But even if they don't believe in God, they should know working for a criminal government is dangerous. And historically, governments, after they get full power, always target the minions that brought them to power. A Knight of the Long Knives, you know, this is what they do. They're called purges. And the most dangerous place to be in a dictatorship or a tyranny is in the power structure. Because lower-level people backstab you to get control. People above you do it. People will burn you and blame you for things they've done. It's a very bad place to be in a climate of fear. And it is happening. Most people that are minions of the government just like to exercise power. That they never really thought about it. They've rationalized what they're doing. And they don't see the big picture. I appreciate your call. We've got to let you go. That echo's too bad. I don't know what's doing it. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Ian in Illinois. Ian, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir. Welcome.
I got a question about the Bohemian Grove for you. I've been a Grateful Dead fan for a number of years, and I've heard that a couple members of the Dead are actually members of the Bohemian Grove.
And I don't think they're members. They were invited guests 2 years ago and played at the Grove.
Oh, really?
That's the caliber of entertainment they have.
Okay, because I saw some documents on the internet, and one lady named Mary Moore actually wrote a letter to Bob Weir, one of the members of the Grateful Dead, and it sounded to me like they were actually members. But if they're not, I guess
they're not on the membership list we've got, but they certainly could be.
Okay, well, do you know why even they would be invited to play? I mean, it seems kind of strange as an elite secret group.
Well, the elite are getting younger. The guys that were listening to Bob Hope are dying, and so now most of your big CEOs and elitists are 55, 60 years old, and so they like rock and roll.
Yeah.
If you can call the Grateful Dead that.
All right, well, I just had that question for you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. All right, we're going to come right back and take more calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to move really fast through your calls now. Get ready. And as soon as you hear somebody hang up, you can call in. I think the phone system takes like 20-something calls, but only 5 go into queue. And I'm told that the whole phone system itself gets busy, so that's pretty good to have 20-something calls coming in at a time, and we'll just try to cycle through so we can get you on air. So let's move fast, kind of what Alan Combs calls in his own radio show, radio graffiti, giving each person about 45 seconds or so, which is hard to do. I tend to give you longer. It's just that's how you're able to get on air, is that we take more calls in a more, you know, high-paced, fast-paced manner so you can get on to begin with. Let's go ahead and talk to... Who is up next in this big call list? Jason in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
All right, just two quick things. One about Bilderberg. Henry Kissinger wrote a book in the late 80s called The White House Years, and he talks about Bilderberg in that book, how he needed a secret meeting place, and Bilderberg would be the perfect place.
Who wrote this book?
Henry Kissinger. It's called The White House Years.
The White House Years, wow.
And second thing, I'd just like to read a couple sentences out of the memoirs of Richard Nixon about Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, please don't you take the Lord's name in vain, but just bleep it out.
I said the memoirs of Richard Nixon and the Bohemian Grove.
No, I understand, but if you're going to read that...
No. It's just a quick thing about... he says, if I were to choose the speech that gave me the most pleasure and satisfaction in my political career... It'd be my Lakeside speech at the Bohemian Grove in July of 67.
This speech is traditionally off the record and receives no publicity. In many important ways, it marked the first milestone on my road to the presidency. And that's all I had.
No, well, sure, I'm glad you called in with that, and I appreciate you. Stay there for a second. I thought you were about to read the Harper's quote where he talked about it's the most bleeping, faggy thing you've ever seen, homosexual orgies at Bohemian Grove. Have you ever heard that clip?
Yeah, I have.
I mean, we can't really play it on air because it's got profanity in it, but that is Richard Nixon in the Oval Office saying that, and this is where your supposed Christian conservatives go to meet. Of course, they're not really Christian, nor are they conservative, just like Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh aren't,
right.
But it just fools people. But I love the fact, you know, I haven't confirmed that the White House years by Kissinger actually says that. I believe you, but take David Rockefeller's book called Memoirs that he put out 2 years ago. I have confirmed, I've gone and gotten the book. And he indeed says, there are some that say I've run a global conspiracy for a one-world government. And you know what? It's absolutely true. I'm guilty as charged. He actually says that. And again, you take Helmut Schmidt, German chancellor, back in the 80s, the West German chancellor, very popular here in the U.S., Grove member. He says, the Bilderberg Group runs the planet. He says, we're for world government. It's even more elaborate than what I'm saying. And he says, I love doing rituals at our grove in Germany, but my favorite place to do the rituals, the Druidic rituals, is in Northern California at Bohemian Grove. I mean, folks, this is their autobiographies. I mean, they're writing this. They're saying this.
Yeah, and the memoirs of Richard Nixon, he goes on for about a page, you know, talking about the grove. And just one quick thing on the Kissinger. I just went to the library and, you know, went to the biography section, grabbed a stack of his books and just checked the index in every book for Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, New World Order. And in the Kissinger years, right in the index, you'll find Bilderberg Conference right in the index of the White House years.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you joining us. See, I said I'd give each caller about a minute or so, but you just can't do it. The calls are too good. And it makes me think of big national Christian radio show. I'm not going to give it attention. Who, a few years ago, made it their mission to destroy me. Of course, it just sent me more listeners. They're so stupid. And the syndicated show that's on at the same time I'm on would get on the air. And I'm sorry if I'm smacking. Like while callers are talking, I'm cramming a sub sandwich in my face trying to eat. Haven't eaten yet. But going back, I digress. People would send me audio clips of this show, and the show would say stuff like, we've challenged Alex Jones to come on, but he's afraid. And I'd call him and say, I'll be glad to come on. And then they'd, okay, we'll talk to you later. And then, oh, he won't come on. Very dishonest. They'd get on the air and go, we need to pray for Alex lying about George Bush and some place called Bohemian Grove. That doesn't exist. And Skull and Bones is just a fraternity thing, and it's no big deal. And Alex makes up W199I. Bush never signed any such thing. Where's that document, Alex? Alex says that a missile was shot at the U.S. to nuke us. Where's that missile, Alex? Just all made up. All made up. Just all lies. Well, you know, it's very unbiblical, and you can go to hell for bearing false witness. I tell you, Alex Jones is working for the dark side. Oh, yeah, I've just got the memoirs of chancellors and presidents admitting all this, and, you know, the president on tape, and all these mainstream news articles, and David Gergen on video, and, okay, yeah, Bohemian Grove doesn't exist. No, it's you that are the liars. They're to pacify conservatives and make them think everything's okay, so we'll all go quietly into the night. And listen, it isn't going to happen. I will defend the Second Amendment, scum. I will defend the borders, and I will defend the unborn, and I will actually stand up on the issues, which you don't do. You're there to pacify us. You're a bunch of trash. And you may fool some people, but I tell you, taking people into bondage, taking the lesser ones, taking those that aren't intelligent enough to know the truth, and manipulating them and lying them and leading them into traps, that is the ultimate sin. And it's better for you to tie a big fat millstone around your neck and throw it in the deepest sea. Let me tell you something. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Well, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, the actual Bible verse. So I think, as Tex Mars says, the beginning of ignorance is fear of the devil. I am not afraid of he who can kill my body. I'm not. And it's not even that I'm afraid of God. I am afraid of God. I mean, it's like fearing a cliff. It's like fearing a I don't know how to say it. The point is, it's just a law of nature. You know, it's instinctive. I mean, I respect God. But I don't do what I do because I fear God. I'm just driven and possessed and controlled by the wish to expose evil and fight it. I've turned myself over. And I'm certainly not perfect. I'm here to tell you right now. But I have attempted to, and I can feel the Spirit stronger and stronger every day, to turn myself over to God's will, to be a vessel. And let me tell you something. I can tune into these phony Christian talk shows. They're not really Christian. And it is the devil, ladies and gentlemen. I can hear it. I mean, you want to find the devil, you'll find the devil on Christian talk radio.
It's this real quiet, manipulative, mamby-pamby, emotional, just hodgepodge, none of the real issues.
Oh, boy. I can literally see it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and take another call. See, we're not moving fast here. But it was a good call from New York. Let's talk to... Is David next? David in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, good day, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
Such a pleasure to talk to you. I'm one of your most ardent supporters. I carry InfoWars business cards with me. From freedom to slavery, call InfoWars. You like the sound of that.
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. There's so many questions I have for you, Alex, but I know we don't have time. I have one pressing issue that I'd like to ask you about, and I know you don't talk about this much for certain reasons. I'm a former member of one of the most well-known constitutional citizen militias, and we haven't heard much about them since the government began to demonize them after the massacre at Waco and Ruby Ridge. I do know from my past experience that there's a tremendous amount of dissension in the military. I happen to know many officers who are not going along with the New World Disorder. And I would like for you to comment on what you know. I know you have a lot of reliable sources. What you know about the most current activities of many of the lawful constitutional militias.
Well, that's a huge and important question. And give me one more of your questions. I'll try to answer that one, too.
Well, one of the things that really concerns me is UN takeover of the Internet. I noticed an article not too long ago in the WorldNet Daily. Kofi Annan was involved in trying to get involved in taking over the Internet.
That's BBC, that's Computer Weekly, that's everywhere. Let me comment on those two really important questions. Man, I love the questions that listeners bring up. Okay, here's the deal. We're all in the militia, all men, and I believe, you know, women too, to a certain extent. Though women aren't forced to be part of it. There were certainly women who were involved in the Revolutionary War. And I believe in the militia. The problem is, if I'm a guerrilla fighter, if I'm fighting the New World Order and the Information War, I don't go to where the enemy is waiting for me and has set traps. And so, I decide where to strike and when and how. I fight the enemy on my terms, at least when I can. When I'm cornered or have to do it on their terms, I will if I can't, retreat or get around them. So I always try to, number one, do it on my terms. That's just the art of war. And so if they've targeted and put the main force of their agents into targeting the militia starting in the early 1990s, what really set the BATF off was when militia members, Alabama? No, it was North Carolina. I forget. The good old boy roundup. I've got video of it somewhere. Remember with the effigies of blacks hung up? They were selling the N-word hunting licenses, and it was FBI, BATF. They were all there, thousands of them. I know it was over 1,000. And the militia got that video of them, and, well, they really went after them after that. They're really afraid of former military people, current military people, saying we're going to be guardians of the people. They're afraid of that image, too. Of the people being involved and the esprit de corps. And so very early on, they put the provocateurs in, they put their agents in. I mean, some militia meetings I've discovered had more feds in it than they had militia members. And it was a great place for them to provocateur people into just saying they'd carry out some violence and then bust them, or then make it up that they were planning it and bust them. So I've seen this over and over and over again, centering in Michigan and other states around the country. And then also, if you're an urban warrior and you're a, information warrior, whatever ilk you see yourself in, obviously the InfoWarrior is more effective in this phase, then why do you wear camo on the streets of America? Camouflage is a pinstripe suit and a briefcase. Okay. And so also, I went and investigated it, looked at it, went to some meetings, went to some, you know, events, and it was also just a lot of loons, a lot of people that wanted to play Rambo and wanted to run around and, you know, play secret agent. I'm out on the field, folks. I'm out in the open. And see, that's where I choose to fight them, not in the dark, not in a cave, figuratively, you know, not in some murky bush where the enemy likes to operate. I'm right out in the open, right in the spotlight of high visibility, and if they want to do something to me, they'll have to do it in full view. Okay? And so I believe in the militia. I support the militia. I just, it's so riddled with government agents and operatives and egomaniacs and lunatics and nuts that, number one, that kept really good people from getting involved or ran them off. And then number two is a very dangerous place to be. If you're going to have a militia, only have it with people you've known for years. I wouldn't even call it a militia. I'd call it your shooting club or your hunting and fishing club. And it's all about being serious. It's about having escape routes out of your city. It's about having caches of weapons and food. It's about having your women informed and ready and educated. It's about having being friends with your neighbors. And then you need to mainly focus on neighborhood barbecues, where then you just distribute pro-gun literature. You know, you do it in a suit and tie. You do it in your T-shirt and your shorts and your flip-flops. You do it in the mode with the people down on the ground. You go to city council. You pick popular issues that property rights, Second Amendment. You know, there's a whole cornucopia of these. And then you drive and get membership through that. And then you build your information warfare core in force multiplication with leaderless resistance. You go out and find other leaders and activate them to create their own info war squads. I think you've noticed, and I know the government's listening, they know full well what I've done. What I've preached from the beginning has been information warfare against them. And that's what we've done, and we're smashing them. We're crushing them on every level. The people wouldn't listen to this 10 years ago. Now they beg you to tell them. People know things are wrong. Everything we told them was going to happen has now begun to happen. Now our credibility has exploded. And as the New World Order moves faster and faster, more and more people are going to wake up and come and rally to our cry. We're winning. With God's help. Things are bad. They're worse than bad. But as it gets worse, again, our numbers swell. So, that's basically my answer on the militia. I don't talk about it a lot because I don't want to steer people into the groups running around in camouflage, many of them wonderful, well-meaning people who aren't sophisticated enough to know that you don't run around in camouflage. You run around in camouflage, green camo, because we had wars in Southeast Asia. And there was a lot of camouflage at the Army-Navy stores. I'm wearing camouflage right now. I'm wearing a navy blue button-up shirt, and I'm wearing Levi's blue jeans, and I'm wearing black shoes. And I got a short haircut. Okay? Now, I am in uniform right now. Right now. I blend in, and that's my job, and I'm sticking to it. So it's really simple. You know, the enemy, they're masters at telling us what our uniform is, and then we're supposed to go out and wear it. You know, MTV and the rest of them tell kids that the uniform is your pants hanging down around your ankles and strutting around, walking around like a gorilla and having, you know, all these things all over your body. And then they tell the cops that's the uniform of a gang, but really kids just think it's what cool kids wear, and then the police alert on your children. You want your children to wear button-up polo shirts and slacks and nice shoes and belts and have a short haircut so the enemy doesn't notice them, so they get respect immediately. You teach your children it's about survival. The government's evil and wants to hurt you and wants to put you in a prison and put vaccines in you and test biological weapons on you. They do it right here in Huntsville in Texas. And so you tell your children the government wants to get them, and you explain to them history, then your children are going to do what you say, and they're going to be on your side. That's what the family's about. It's circling the wagons. The family's the unit against the government, against the corrupt state, against the, you know, the tribe over the hill. You know, you don't tell your kids you're not old enough to drink, you're not old enough to smoke, you're not, you know, you're not old enough to dress like that. You tell them, hey, that's how, you know, that's what the media tells you to dress like. That's not cool. That's a scam. You explain it to them that way, they'll listen to you. Throughout history, I've studied a lot of different civilizations. A lot of times in bad, you know, oppressed situations, children don't rebel against their parents. Or in tough times, children don't rebel. Your children, you give them responsibilities when they're little. You give them respect when they're little, and they'll respect you. Not that I claim to be the best parent in the world. I just know the systems at work from study. So we build communities against the New World Order. We build it at the neighborhood level. We fight them with micro FM, whatever. We defeat the globalists. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Let's go to Mark in Texas, first-time caller. Welcome, Mark.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to make one quick comment. I know you probably wouldn't like this, but I would just like to thank you for supporting the movement for so long and keeping with it. And also, I have two questions real quick. What do you know about the government already imposing sanctions in the free global state of NSK? And also, what do you know about the government putting cameras, like, on the median, like, say, for example, where you enter 183 by North Lamar just to record license plates.
Yeah, let's go back to the first question because just to show my ignorance, what is the global free state of NSK?
Well, in Slovenia, NSK is like, it's basically its own, I guess, country, but it's free to anybody, and any individual, no matter what their background is, can join as a citizen. And
I wasn't aware of that. Okay, well, fill me in. So you learn something new every day. What's going on?
Well, I've been hearing lately, I'm really not at liberty to disclose from who, that the government now is trying to basically close that down or not allow Slovenia to have a free country inside of a country.
Well, I know that's going on everywhere. Any sovereign nation that isn't under global control, they try to bring down. And I know there is a lot of freedom in some of the former Eastern Bloc countries that we've never seen before. But I wasn't particularly aware of that. I know they also call them tax havens. The U.S. is called a tax haven by the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, or whatever it's called. They're trying to jack up our taxes. So there's global moves on to keep taxes. I'm not kidding. At about 86%, that's their goal officially, the OECD, the Ex-Im Bank, and others. And so there's a lot of that happening. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in New York. John, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you said Alex, and then you quit talking.
I think is... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
I'd like to make a comment about the Constitution as an item that I think has been completely overlooked, possibly intentionally, by the Congress and the President. I strongly believe that any agreement between two sovereign countries is by definition a treaty. So that means that all of these free trade agreements and some of these other things that have been going on, they're in violation of the Constitution because the Senate is supposed to ratify treaties with a two-thirds majority. That's 67 out of 100 votes.
You're right. Number one, if a treaty is violation of the Constitution or Bill of Rights, the Bill of Rights is the trump on the Constitution, it's null and void. Then if they don't have a two-thirds ratification, it's null and void. But Bush is signing through executive orders basic treaties, what he claims as treaty power, through these executive agreements, and they're a fraud. And so the globalists claim they have authority through the general treaty to do this. That's a manifest manufactured fraud as well.
Well, I've been wanting to make this point for so long. I've tried to call in a couple of times and couldn't get in, but because your lines were so busy. But I think we should be barraging our members of the Senate and asking them why they're not following the Constitution regarding treaties.
Well, you're right, but I mean, go back 2 years ago. I remember when three different Supreme Court justices, one a Republican, two Democrats, were writing articles for major publications like USA Today, saying they take orders from the UN court
and the EU.
I know. So they're saying, oh, that's now above us. They say they should all be impeached immediately. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and all that trash.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I'd like to make one comment about the caller who called in about Richard Nixon.
Yes.
Richard Nixon, in 1967, wrote an article in the Council on Foreign Affairs.
Stay there.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.